welcome back to the podcast. Today we have a really special guest, Cameron Tellier. Welcome to the Finding Revival podcast.
Hi, I'm really excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. I feel like I don't know any of your stories, so I'm so excited to learn as well as share with everyone.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just haven't really shared the full story much, you know?
Yeah, from what I've heard, like little bits and pieces, y'all have a really interesting one too. Let's do a little introduction on your family or like who you travel with.
All right, so I have my mom, my dad, my 13-year-old sister, Nova, and then my 9-year-old brother, Lennox, and we have two dogs that are kind of crazy sometimes.
Amazing. That is great. Why did y'all start traveling in the first place?
My parents got kind of tired of the constant, like, 9-to-5, you know? My dad got really tired of it, and they sat down, and they talked, and they were like, all right, this is what we should do.
So how old were you? Like, when was this, when you all first had this conversation?
I was 11.
So. Okay, dang. Yeah, that is a while ago then, because you're 15 now?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Let's talk about, like, life before traveling. So, like, up until, you know, you're 11. Like, what was your life where you lived?
So, we lived in Florida. I was one of the kids that was always really excited for school. And then COVID hit, I swapped to homeschool. And then it was online school for a little bit, and then homeschool. And slowly, we went into unschooling. And then it was really interesting swapping from going to school to, like, homeschool, you know?
Yeah, that is really interesting. I've always been homeschooled, so I don't know, like, anything else. But I would love to hear, what was that like, the transition?
It was very interesting, to say the least. It wasn't too bad because in third grade, I was homeschooled for that year because of some stuff that went on. And so I was kind of used to the homeschooling, but my siblings were still in school that year. So swapping from being homeschooled alone to being homeschooled with two extra siblings was very interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, so yeah, like you said, you have two siblings. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. I have a third sister, okay. But she doesn't live at home anymore. She's 23. I could be wrong.
Okay, amazing.
I think she's 23.
Yeah, okay. How did the conversation go? Like, because it sounds like you've had built yourself a pretty solid life back in Florida. What was the conversation like of, like, your parents sitting you down and being like, this is what we're doing?
Well, I was kind of the only one that did not want to go on the bus. I was like, have friends here. I don't want to leave. And Nova and Lennox were like, all right, let's give this a try. And I was like, can we not, maybe?
Yeah, that is exactly how I was. Like, I freaked out. I was like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not leaving my friends in my house and all of that. Yeah, very relatable. Okay, so y'all left when you were 11.
It was 3 years ago. I know that much. Okay. So 2021.
Okay, yeah. So I gotta ask, because y'all are in a bus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, why a bus? Like, out of all the things, why was your parents like, we're doing a school bus?
Well, for a little while, I remember going to multiple dealerships for brand new RVs. And I was like, oh, these are kind of cool.
Yeah, we did that too.
Yeah. And that was a very interesting experience, going to different RV dealerships, like, oh, this one's so big. This one's kind of tiny, guys. We started looking, and they were like, these are kind of expensive. And so then we saw the idea of a bus, and we were like, that's so much cooler. Buses are so much safer. My dad went into looking up videos of bus crashes versus RV crashes. So
yeah, we did that too.
That was a very interesting rabbit hole for my dad. He would come up with look at this. This is an RV with an accident with this car, and this is a bus with an accident with this car.
That is so real. Yeah, we did all the research just like that. Okay, so did you guys do your bus yourself then?
We did, yes.
Oh my gosh, awesome. Yeah, we did too. Do you guys have a full size?
Yeah, we have a 40-foot bumper to bumper. We have a rack on the front and we have a rack on the back.
Nice. Yeah. You said that you were very, like, didn't want to leave, like, all of that. Why don't you, like, talk a little bit about how did you, like, work through those feelings or, like, cope with it at the very beginning? Like, talking, like, first few weeks, 6 months, whatever.
So, we had an agreement. It only took us 5 months to build out the bus, which, for me, that seems kind of crazy compared to other people that we've heard.
Yeah.
And so, at first, I was like, yeah, I don't really want to do this. And then we started looking at buses. And I was really into the whole auctioning online. I thought it was very cool. And,
yeah.
That
is really cool.
Yeah, I loved watching my parents sit there and, like, look at the different buses. But then we got the bus and they were like, let's try this for 1 year. At the 1 year mark, we will sit down and we will talk about it and see if we want to keep going. I was like, okay, I mean, that's not too bad. And then they bought us a phone to share because none of us had phones at that point, so we could keep in touch with our friends. And even with the phone, the crazy part was we really did not stay in touch with many people.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. It's so hard to, like, maintain. And a lot of people, I feel like, maybe aren't supportive of, like, the lifestyle of just, like, taking off all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's really hard to navigate with people back home, for sure.
It really is. Then, I would text some of my friends, and then I wouldn't get responses because they would be in school. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot you guys have school like that.
Right? Seriously.
And so, after a little while, it kind of just stopped the communication a ton. And then recently I have texted my old best friend and I've texted her a little bit, but that's really the only person I've stayed in touch with unless we are back at home base.
Yeah, how often do you all go back to your old, like, town or whatever?
Honestly, as least as we can, but around once or twice a year.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right. I am dying to know, because y'all have been traveling for so long, what has been some of your favorite places that you've gone to, or, like, states?
Okay. Favorite states? My top favorite state is Vermont. My second
Colorado. There.
I love Vermont and Colorado. Probably because of the mountains.
I'm dying to go to Colorado.
Yeah. That Colorado is awesome.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
When we were in Vermont, my dad had reached out and talked to people and was like, my daughter wants to milk some cows. Can we make this possible? A post on Facebook talking about Nova.
Nice.
We actually ended up staying on a cow farm for 2 weeks. So,
oh my gosh, that is so fun though.
It was awesome. I would get up really early in the mornings and we would go help feed the cows, which was so cool. We could help feed the calves. We could milk the cows. It was just awesome.
That is so cool. That's one of my favorite parts about bus life is, like, you can be so spontaneous and you're like, well, I want to go do this. And you just, like, go do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about some of your favorite travel memories. Like, they can be super recent, however long ago.
Okay. One is definitely staying on the cow farm, getting up and feeding the calves. I got to see a cow give birth, which might sound crazy to some people, but I am a farm girl.
Same, seriously. Yeah, that's amazing.
I love the farm. Like, anything farm life, it's really awesome to me. That's one of my favorites. Let's see. What's another one? Gosh, the Hot Air Balloon Festival in New Mexico. That was awesome. We just did that
October of last year.
Like, a year ago today, we were there. And we had Eleanor, one of my best friends. She flew out and got to stay with us.
Oh, my gosh. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually headed to New Mexico really soon. So I'm putting that on my list. That is amazing.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. And my mom really wants to go back. And I also really want to go back.
All right. Do you have any other travel memories that come to mind?
When we were in Colorado last year, We got to go off-roading with some friends of ours. Yeah,
that was also a lot of fun. That is a lot of fun. Do you stay in campgrounds, boondocking? Like, what do you guys usually do?
The first year of living on the bus, campgrounds so often. Okay?
Yeah.
Then we started to not do campgrounds as much, and so it was slowly, like, more and more parking lots. My favorite place to park, personally, is a Cracker Barrel parking lot.
Those are so good.
They really are. And then you can go get biscuits the next morning. It's just great.
It is perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I honestly love staying in Planet Fitness parking lots because then you get like the best shower ever. Because they just have the best showers.
We've stayed in the parking lots, but we don't have the membership, so we can't.
Oh, yeah. We just got it for this trip. It's been really handy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, what have been some of your favorite boondocking spots?
Okay, we stayed at a dam in Cordell, Georgia. That was one of my top favorites. I absolutely loved that spot. We stayed there a while ago, and then we went back recently. We had taken my cousin from Florida, that she's a, like, public school kid all the way, and we took her for, like, 3 or 4 weeks. And that was awesome, but we got to go to one of our favorite places.
That is so cool. I need to look that up. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
We stayed in the Badlands of South Dakota, and it was so cool. We stayed, like, right on the edge of this, like, cliff or whatever.
What?
Super cool. That's my favorite boondocking spot for sure.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, because we also do a lot of boondocking. Like, the only time we ever stay in, like, a campground is if we're having, like, issues with the batteries or whatever.
Yeah, so we don't have an onboard shower or currently hot water.
Yeah,
so we have to stay at campgrounds for hot water and showers.
Yeah, we don't have a shower either, so they're very handy. We have an outdoor shower, but it gets kind of cold.
Yes, we do too. And we have a very nice orange shower tent, but it's a little cold where we are. And
we have a shower tent too. And it gets kind of cold.
It really does. Especially when you get those really windy days.
Right? Yeah. Let's talk about some places that you really want to go.
Ooh, this is a really hard question because most of the places I wanted to go, we went.
Yeah. You can do like out of country too. Just like anywhere in the world.
I want to go to Tokyo.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Like, I've thought about it so many times, and then just seeing videos, I'm like, I want to go to Tokyo.
Seriously.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Why don't you give me, like, a typical week in the life, almost, while you're traveling?
All right. So, normally, a week, we do a lot of museums and science centers and zoos. And we get up, we're a pretty early family most of the time. Mm-hmm. I say most of the time because lately we've been sleeping in a little. But we'll get up around 7 o'clock every morning. And we'll sit around for just a little while.
Yeah.
And then we get on the road. Normally, anywhere from, like, 10 minutes to 2 hours is an average drive day, depending on where we are. Like, we stayed in St. Louis, Missouri, for almost a week, and some days we would do, like, 2 minutes of driving just to a new parking lot, and then we'd go explore and walk around from there. We walked 1.5 miles to one spot one day.
Dang, that is crazy.
Yeah. My mom just told us, all right, let's go. We're going for a walk. Was not expecting a 1.5 mile walk.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on hiking? Like, are you a hiking kind of girl?
Oh my gosh. I love hiking so much. I love hiking.
Yeah, the last couple trips, I hated it. I was like, this is just the worst. And then this trip, I am liking it way more. I feel like it depends on, like, the hikes you go on for sure. It
really does. Like, if you don't go on a good, nice hike, you're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite hikes you've done?
Ooh. We went to Garden of the Gods in Colorado, and that was one. Oh, and we went to another one right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. I know Amaya's been there, too. Because right after we went there, we went and saw Amaya and her family. And we were talking about it, and she was like, oh my gosh, I think I've been there. But it was a nice little walk down this, like, side of a mountain or something. And when you get down to the bottom, there's a waterfall and a little lake. And it was so pretty.
That sounds amazing. We recently just did, I think it's called Crazy Little Horse. And it's like a canyon hike in Goblin Valley State Park. And that has been, like, my favorite. Also, hiking the Narrows at Zion was unreal. And there's this one called Cinder Cone at Lassen National Park. That was very cool, too.
Those all sound awesome.
Yeah.
Going on different hikes is really cool. Instead of just repeating every single hike, like, if you were to be stationary, you would have to repeat the same hikes. And I don't really want to repeat the same hikes.
Yeah, same. Okay, what are your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do on the road?
I crochet. I have a small business, which I really have been slacking on lately, but I am working on it.
Okay, and I want to talk about that for a second. Your Instagram business, like, I just recently discovered your page, and I'm obsessed. Like, I don't know if you want to talk on that for a minute.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, Amaya kind of helped inspire that one. I was watching Instagram one day, and I was like, oh, Amaya's stuff is really cool. And then I had started crocheting. It was, like, a very big help.
What is your profile about? Like, what do you sell stuff? Like, what is it? What's your whole vibe?
Okay. So I sell my stuff that I make, and I try to sell in person and online. It really doesn't happen a ton online, but when I do in person, I usually do pretty decent. At school events, I prefer not to sell because I don't want to take away from that time I get with my friends, because I only see them like twice a year, like Amaya said, which can stink sometimes, but it happens. And so I do try to sell as much as I can. I also, it's kind of contributed into that, I sell cotton candy too, which is kind of a really in-person thing.
What is your small business called?
Camo's Crafts.
Amazing. I'll totally link that in this episode so people can go follow.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. What are some of your other hobbies on the road?
Dirt bikes. I really like dirt bikes. When my dirt bike is running, unfortunately, it's not right now. But when it's running, I'll go out and I'll ride. And then reading. I really like reading. That one's been
That is like one of my top hobbies.
Yes, absolutely. Lately, that's been the top hobby, and crocheting second.
That is super awesome. You mentioned these get-togethers, seeing your long-distance friends. When did y'all become part of this community?
Technically, our first event was before the bus was even fully built out, and it was, I don't even know the name of it, it was in Georgia, southern Georgia.
Hey, nice.
Our first, what I call our first official event, was Schoolie Swarm. In 2022, I think. And we only had the bus half painted. It was only gray. The top half was not white yet, which I think is really funny because we parked next to our now best friends and they had a dog nose bus with the same exact paint job, just with flowers and stuff on it.
Oh, yeah.
That was really funny. Because we had both pulled in that dark. And then we parked next to each other with the exact paint job. And that was hilarious.
That is hilarious. So did you meet a lot of other teens there?
So I did. I had a pretty decent group of kids or like teenagers that I was hanging out with at that one.
Nice.
And then
every
time we go to an event, we meet more teenagers. And there's always the big group. But then I'll find a little group that I'll hang out with too. And for the most part, it sticks with the same people. But sometimes we'll find a new person. And we're like, all right, you're pretty cool.
So you kind of met all these people pretty quickly after starting bus life, right?
Yeah, we did. It was a few months because we started bus life in September. We're on the road for my dad's birthday in October.
Nice. Okay.
And then we went to our next meetup in February. So there was kind of that little gap where there weren't any other travel kids that we were hanging out with. And then we met all these kids at February, and it was pretty cool.
Did it definitely feel like a relief in a way? And you're like, oh, I can do this bus life thing now that I have community?
Yes. And that meetup,
amazing.
I met some of my best friends there. And, like, after that, it was talking to them nonstop.
That is amazing.
Then our next event was April. There were no kids at that event. We were the only kids. It was a really small event, very Easter-based, but there were barely any other kids. And then our next event was School UP.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, I feel like when I was thinking about bus life, all I could think about was, like, little kids. Like, I never thought teenagers traveled on the road with their families. And so, yeah. Like, getting to UP and meeting all you guys, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, there are a lot more teenagers than you would think. Because most people are like, all right, my kids are young. Let's get them into this mindset. Let's let them remember all this cool stuff when they're older. And then you get out there and you're like, wow, there's a lot more teenagers than I thought there would be.
Yeah, there really is. And it's just so amazing. To like, I don't know, like everyone just wrapped me right in. They were like, and we're best friends now. And I was like, amazing. That's great.
Yeah. Really awesome.
It felt like every day I was like talking to a new person. Like I talked to like so many people just like randomly. And it was just so cool to meet everyone.
Yeah. It's really cool looking like at the difference in the normal school community versus the bus kids community. Yeah. Not every kid. But there are, like, what I call the campground kids. They're not always the coolest. Sometimes you just find those little campground kids, and you're like, I'm going to go back to my bus now.
So real. So real. Let's talk about some highs and lows of traveling. Like, what stuck out to you?
Meeting new people. I find that, like, I absolutely love meeting new people. But like highs and lows, let's see. One of the lows that's also a high is being so close in such close quarters. It's a blessing and a curse in one.
Yeah, I totally understand. Have you noticed like that you're way closer with your family now?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, like especially my younger sister, we're like best friends now that we've been in such close quarters this whole time.
Yes. For a little while, Nova and I didn't always get along great, and then I feel like bus life has kind of helped us with that, and then Lennox and I have always kind of been really close, so I feel like we just grew closer.
Yeah, that is awesome. Was there any point in the last 3 years where you felt like, I can't do this anymore, like this is just not the vibe, like I want to go home?
Me personally, no.
Oh my gosh, okay, that is interesting. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the bus is my home at this point. I feel like if we were to go back to Florida, I would probably go insane.
I totally agree with that. I feel like the longer that we're in the bus, the longer I want to stay in the bus, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does.
Yeah. So you said, like, you struggle sometimes with being in such close quarters. How do you get your personal space and, like, time?
So I found very early on that the roof was a spot nobody else would really go. So I kind of hide in between the kayaks on the roof with a book or sometimes music and crochet.
That is so cool. Yeah.
If I want to go video chat somebody and I don't really want to be around my family at that time, I go up to the roof if I can. As long as it's not raining, that usually works pretty well. Even if we're in the middle of the parking lot, I can go sit up in between the kayaks, and not many people will see me. And if they do, they'll either give me that weird look like, what in the world are you doing? Or they'll wave.
That is great. Yeah, I love that. Would you say that most of the people you've encountered, like, would you say they've all been pretty nice?
For the most part.
Yeah. I feel like you draw a lot of attention in a bus, and so it can either be negative or positive.
You absolutely do. You absolutely do. Which, when we first were in the bus, we went and visited my aunt. That campground, we called it the fishbowl. We called the bus the fishbowl because all these old people on golf carts come circling around it like we're a goldfish in a glass bowl.
Oh my gosh, seriously. So many people have like came and looked in the windows and stuff. And I'm like, dude, this is like our house. Like you can't look in the windows.
Yeah. Or they'll come up and knock on the door. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. Can we see the inside? Do you want me to come to your house and knock on your door, say your house
looks cool?
My dad was talking about it the other day. He was like, that's a show I would for sure watch. Just people going up to people's houses and knocking on the door. Your house looks so cool. Can I come in? Can I get a tour?
Exactly. Like, it's our house. It's not going to be clean, and it's not going to be ready to, like, show this stranger in our personal space.
There's not many times where the bus is, like, not in road mode, if that makes sense.
I totally get that. Like, when we drive, we, like, put all this stuff on the floor, on the bed and stuff.
And then even sometimes we'll be parking for a little while, and we'll put stuff on the counters. And 30-minute pickup, guys. Lennox and Nova, we usually give them either sweeping, cleaning up any dirty laundry that has somehow made it out of the laundry bag, and picking up shoes that were randomly left in the middle of the hallway.
Nice. Yeah, that's what we do too. We have to, like, assign jobs and then all just, like, pitch in. Yep. Let's talk about some future plans. Do you see y'all settling down?
Personally, I would not like to settle down.
Yeah.
When I move out, I am 90% sure I will be going into my own bus.
Nice.
And yeah, even if we do, I feel like we would stay in the bus.
Yeah. So it sounds like you've definitely grown to really love bus life. Absolutely. What are some of the things you've done to learn to love it?
Yes, just kind of living and learning to just exist. And that might not make full sense.
That totally makes sense to me, though. Like, I totally get that.
You just gotta learn to exist, and you gotta learn to just be there and accept the fact that you are there. You gotta be in the moment.
That is such good advice. I feel like I struggle with that so bad. Like, just, like, planning for the next thing all the time. I remember, like, one of the first conversations I had with Jasmine was all about her advice. And she was like, you just have to, like, find something to be excited about in the moment. And then everything else, like, I don't know. It just, like, romanticizes everything, basically.
Yeah. One thing you did great there. You went and talked to Jasmine for advice. That is absolutely amazing.
She's so good at advice.
She really does.
So you said, like, you've learned to just, like, live in the present. Is there anything else that you've learned while traveling that this whole, like, 3 years experience has taught you?
Something you think is worth arguing about, really, in that moment, it is not worth it. In that moment, it might seem like it, but you gotta sit down and think about it first.
I totally agree with that. That is something I'm very slowly navigating.
Yeah, that one was a hard one to figure out, and I'm still trying to help my brother learn that one.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any tips on staying connected with friends on the road?
You can call. You might not be a huge calling person, but if you can call, sometimes it is just absolutely worth the call instead of the back and forth text.
Yeah. I'm the biggest call person. Like, I want to call for 2 hours straight. Like, I do not love texting.
Oh my gosh, me too. And then when I am texting, I have this little thing where I like to read things in the wrong tone. And then And then they're like, why do you think I'm upset? I'm not upset. And I'm like, I don't know. I read that wrong, okay?
Yeah, same thing. How often do you think you get to see your road friends? Or just friends in general?
So I don't really have any other friends other than road friends at this point.
Yeah.
So I will see them at guaranteed most of my friends. Not all of them. I have a few that are stationary in different spots or just don't travel out to different spots. Like my friend Anthony. He is strictly out in the West. So I got to see him when we were out West. And then my friend Kat, they are strictly in Florida and Ohio for the most part. So I only see them at Swarm and sometimes we'll plan other meetups. But for the most part, every 6 months, see people. And then every once in a while, we'll find somebody and we're like, oh, we're kind of going to be close to y'all. We should meet up. And it'll either be a yeah, we've got no plans, let's do it. Sometimes it happens like that.
I love, like I said, like the spontaneous meetups. Like that is like my favorite part of bus life, for sure.
Yes, me too.
Do you have any, like, I mean, you kind of just gave some, but like, do you have any other advice for teenagers in general?
Sometimes, even if you don't want to, it's worth it to put down the electronics. Go sit outside. Go look up at the sky. Look at the clouds. Sometimes you forget that there is an outside world, and you need to make sure that you remember that. because it is beautiful if you'll sit there and look at it.
That is such good advice. It's such a hard balance because, like, you want to be on your phone and, like, texting your friends and stuff. But like, it is so important to just stop the scrolling and go actually check out where you're parked that night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is so worth it. Sometimes we'll walk to different parking lots and I'm like, yeah, let's go. We might be in the middle of a crack of the parking lot, but I'm going to walk up to the gas station. Y'all need a bag of ice?
That is great. We've done a lot of gas stations because I love gas station ices, and so we get those all the time.
My gosh. Gas station ices, Sour Patch Kids, Reese's. I love them.
So you talked about your drive days a little bit, but what do you usually do on those long drive days?
Long drive days? We have a sound bar in the front of the bus. That is a big thing. We listen to so much music.
That is so cool. I have never heard of that before.
Oh my gosh, it's the best. And
okay, so why don't you kind of give me a quick little, like, layout of your bus? Like, how are things set up?
When you walk in the steps, you have the driver's seat in front of you, and you turn left. But first, on the left, you have your shoe rack. Then you go up the steps, and you turn left, and you have a 6-foot couch on each side. And then you keep walking. You have 6 foot of counter on the left, and you have a tiny little section of counter, the stove, the oven, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then some more counter with a lot of drawers, and all of that's cabinets, too. And then you've got the fridge on the left. Then if you keep walking, you have the solar cabinet on the left, and the bathroom on the right, and we have the smallest tiny little bathroom sink. I love it. And then we have the parents' closet with all of their clothes and some other stuff, and Lennox's clothes, because we had to reorganize some stuff. Then if you keep going, you have the bunk room, 6 feet for each bed. Lennox is the bottom left, and then Nova's the top left, and then I have what I consider a middle bunk, because it's, like, right in between, like, the top and the bottom, but it's all the way on the right, so I call it the middle bunk.
Nice.
And then under my bed, I have Nova and I's clothes. We have our storage for our hoverboards. I keep all of my yarn. If you keep walking, you will eventually walk into my parents' bed. And since we are a rear engine flat nose, we have a really weird little engine spot in the back, so we kind of turn that into a little nook, but it's become more of a RC car storage. We have a lot of storage under my mom and dad's bed, but if needed, we can put the dogs under there as a dog crate too.
Nice. So why don't you talk a little bit more, like, what is it like to travel with your dogs?
Can be a pain sometimes. Sometimes they're just in the way, but you don't want to admit that they're in the way.
It's hard for sure. It
really is. And I'm not complaining because I absolutely love having the dogs with us.
Are they, like, bigger?
We have medium-sized dogs. Inca is a 1.5-year-old. I don't know. Somewhere around one. She is a schnauzer poodle mix.
Nice.
And then Chili, he's 7. And he is a Catahoula hound mix with something else.
We love traveling with Nova. Our dog's name is Nova, which is so funny.
Yes, Nova, my sister Nova absolutely loves your dog, Nova.
I know, it's so sweet. Yes, your sister is just the best. I love that, like, our sisters have become such good friends.
Yes, every night I'll hear Nova's phone go, or Nova's tablet go off, and it's ding, ding, ding. I'm like, Nova, come check it. I think it's your group chat going off again.
Yeah, the group chat. My sister loves it. It's so good.
Oh, I hear about it all the time. It's great.
Oh, yeah, me too. Older sister things.
Yeah.
So that is all the questions that I have. It was seriously so awesome learning about your story. Like, you have such a cool one.
Thank you. It was awesome sitting down and talking.
Yeah, I feel like I could talk to you forever, too.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited that I was able to sit in and talk.
Well, thank y'all for tuning in and listening, and I'll talk to y'all soon.